The U.S. men's hockey team closed out the Winter Olympics with a thrilling 2-1 overtime win over Canada in the gold medal game. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jack Hughes scored the game winner for the Americans, who won their first Olympic gold in men's hockey since the Miracle on Ice in 1980 in Lake Placid. U.S. goaltender Connor Hellebuyck stopped 41 shots and was named the tournament's best goaltender. U.S. coach Mike Sullivan:
he was a hero tonight for our team, without a doubt. He made a lot of timely saves throughout the course of the game. He was part of the foundation of this group from the get-go, dating back to the Four Nations and throughout the course of this tournament. You know, just a high-stakes player in a high-stakes environment. You know, I think that's when players build their legacy, and Connor certainly did that tonight.
U.S. athletes coming home with its most gold medals in one Winter Olympics. They captured 12 golds, two more than the previous record of 10 set in the 2002 games in Salt Lake City. College basketball: Nick Boyd poured in 27 and added 10 assists, 9 rebounds to give the Badgers a bounce-back 84-71 victory over the Iowa Hawkeyes in Big Ten action.
I was really happy with how we responded and some adjustments and things in the second half. Defensively, tweaks some things, and we're able to keep some of the middle ball screens that they do so well under control a little bit better. And then defense led to some offense, and obviously Boyd was terrific.
Greg Gard's Badgers added their 11th Big Ten win of the season, clinching a winning conference record for the 23rd time in the last 26 years. Horizon League: Green Bay fell to Detroit 74-70. Milwaukee lost at Oakland 81-70. The Bucks were blown out at home by Toronto yesterday 122-94. Kevin Porter Jr. and Ryan Rollins had 21 each in the loss. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team sealed its 11th WCHA regular season championship after a 4-2 win Sunday and a weekend sweep over St. Cloud State at LeBron Arena. 13th-ranked Badger men split with Michigan over the weekend, winning 4-1 Friday, losing 3-1 on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.